Hello and welcome to Dubai Dogs Diary, your podcast where Dubai dogs telling you about their journey in the healthcare sector. Today's guest is a surgeon who operates at the intersection of modern surgery, aesthetics, regenerative medicine, and longevity. As a laparoscopic, aesthetic, and regenerative surgeon, Dr. Ishan combines minimally invasive surgery techniques with cutting-edge regenerative treatments designed to improve not only how a patient feels, but also how they feel and function. In this episode, we explore the future of medicine, anti-aging, aesthetic longevity, and the rapidly growing role of regenerative therapies in healthcare. So, Dr. Ishan, if somebody met you outside of the medicine, how would you introduce yourself and who would you say you are and what you're doing?
I like to somebody knows me as expert physicians, I hope so, and also a little bit playing music.
Oh, what yes. Music are you playing?
I am playing one traditional music instrument from my country.
Oh. Oh, really?
You look like of the guitar, a little bit different.
Ah, what's it called?
The name is Tar.
Tar?
Yes,
in Persian language. I know this from my Iranian friend. She also talks about this instrument. I'm very excited.
Music. And it's also the shape is a very nice shape. Yeah. It looks like of the heart shape.
Yeah.
That's next time I will bring it.
Next time you'll bring it. Dr. Ishan, but today we don't want to talk so much about music, but you are a guest of Dubai Dogs Diary. And
yes.
As such, we wanted to talk about your daily life as a doctor here in Dubai. So what brought you first to the field of medicine at all? And what was your motivation, your reason why you have explored the medicine and finally made it to your field?
Mm-hmm. At the first, as you know, I am minimally invasive surgeon. Mm-hmm. I am laparoscopic surgeon, more than 25 years old. But because from some years ago, I understand that something will be happen in the medicine. Mm-hmm. I am joining to also the regenerative medicine. I take the certification of the regenerative medicine from the American board. And right now I am more focusing in the regenerative medicine because I think we can use from our body power, I mean from our physiology, to repair a lot of disease. Mm-hmm. Right now in Eden Aesthetic Clinic, I am doing the multiple different action, like, for example, I am using of the patient fat as a nanofat or microfat for rejuvenation, regeneration, and also contouring of the face and hand mm-hmm. and some other area. Mm-hmm. I am using the advanced PRP that we are taking the plasma of the patient, and then we can use this plasma for multiple different purposes. Also, I am very interested and I am working on the peptide field. As you know, peptide right now is boosting a lot. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And peptide is one core of the longevity. Mm-hmm. For this reason, we are working in the Eden Clinic on the longevity field with the peptide and with the stem cell and exosome. Right now is at the first is very trend and very powerful. And all of them is the some natural technique for the not only treatment, but also for the protection of the some disease and repair of the some damage and longevity purposes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think future is belong to the biomolecule. Mm-hmm. As you know, right now we have some medicine that approximately cancel 2/3 of the all surgery for obesity. Mm-hmm. The name is Mounjaro, mm-hmm. or the new generation is rotatrotide, that we are using of this type of the peptide. This mm-hmm. is one type of the peptide, and effect and efficacy is sometimes more than the surgery. And this is one miracle effect.
Yes. I mean, all of this specification I want to go a little bit deeper into all of these fantastic techniques and opportunities that we have to take care of our body in terms of longevity. But let me pick your brain a little bit. What attracted you to become a doctor in the first place? When you was in your home country, obviously, then there must be having... there must have been an initiative moment where you said, okay, this is the field that I wanted to explore. And back in the days, there were not these technologies there. There were not these opportunities. So what has been the initiation of your first career step?
Initiation is because I love the physiology at the first. And I was interested how the body work. After that, step by step, I'm joining to the medicine. My course in the medicine in general practitioner was 8 years. After that, straight I am going to the surgery because I love the surgery. And I passed the course more than 4 years in this field. And then I start to practice, especially in minimally invasive. Right now in our surgery, more than 90% we are doing only laparoscopy surgery. In the laparoscopy, the recovery is very fast for the patient, and pain in compare of the open surgery is very less. And we can do all the technique that we are doing for the open surgery with the laparoscopy. And this is the efficacy and power of the technology that we have this facility right now.
Yes. And I'm interested, back in the days when you became then the doctor and when you had taken the decision, most of the people, they are sticking with one specification. But you have more one. You have three specifications, right?
Honestly, I love research.
Okay.
Right now, for example, today I have one research team that joining to me after 9 o'clock. We're working on the autism as a research project with the peptide and with the some antioxidant material. We believe that a lot of disease is possible to treat it by this type of the technique. We are not only working on the sign and symptom. We are working on the core of the disease. And a little people or a little doctor knows that this technique, how much is the powerful, unbelievable effect. I am talking about the peptide, and I am talking about a stem cell. As you know, a stem cell is mother of the cells and has the ability to producing some material to push the body for healing, for recovery, and reduce the inflammation. And this is, I think, future belong to this type of the technique.
That's what, that was my first next question. Where you think the medical field in especially your specification is going to lead to? Everybody is talking about longevity, and everybody wants to have this. Even I think it's sometimes misused by a buzzword. But where you think we lead in terms of technology and opportunities to treat our body for a lifespan extending way?
Exactly, longevity. In the longevity, we are not thinking about the time. We are also thinking about quality of life. I mean, longevity is not only how many years we are living, it means how much is the quality of the living. And we are focusing in this type of the treatment. At the first, we evaluated the patient, of course, taking the chief complaint or present illness, and then going to the doing some blood test, some scan of the tissue that showing without any invasion how much is the vitamin deficiency and so on. And then we are focusing on the IV injection as a, for example, NAD right now is very trend.
NAD plus.
NAD plus is working as a fuel of the cells and also for recovery and detoxification. Then we are working on the antioxidant, you know, why we are going to the old age. Because of the oxidative stress. And if we reverse this bad effect, we can make a recovery our body. Then we are going to the multiple different type of the peptide. That this type of the peptide, each of them has a one special effects. Some of them is for recovery. Mm-hmm. Some of them is for the longevity also. Some of them for reduction of the inflammation. Some of them working as a neuroprotection, mm-hmm. like reduce the stress and anxiety. Some of them make a correction of the sleeping time. A lot of good effect without side mm-hmm. effect. And then the last generation and most powerful technique that we have in the Eden Clinic from some years ago till now mm-hmm. is the stem cell, mesenchymal stem cell, and mm-hmm. also exosome. That mm-hmm. both of them has a effect like a multiple different peptide. I mean, stem cell working as a factory of the creation of the peptide in our body. And when we are kids, we have kids, if some laceration happen or some broken happen, very fast recovery.
Yeah.
At the 80 years old, no any recovery. Why? Mm-hmm. Because at the 80 years old, approximately each 2 million cells have only one stem cell. Mm-hmm. It means zero, mm-hmm. approximately. Mm-hmm. But if we can reverse, if we can increase our body stem cell, our recovery, our healing will be jumping up, and also at the same time, inflammation going down.
Mm-hmm.
And also with this technique, we can receive to the more longevity and quality of mm-hmm. life.
Dr. Ishan, when I got to know you first, like 4 years ago,
yes.
I had told you one time I wanted to become 120. I don't know if you still remember. And that's when I have also received once an NAD plus infusion. So, and that is my big plan. And I just had a birthday happened and I got a book that is called The Blue Zones. You know this? The book is actually saying something about, you mentioned stress, that the place where you live is very much responsible for how good is your stress level, how good is your longevity possibility. So mm-hmm. you mentioned that, yeah, longevity is not only, you know, to increase the lifespan, but also the life quality.
Exactly.
And we all know how challenging Dubai is in terms of, you know, performance, in terms of it can be also stressy. Yeah. If you don't manage your schedule, if you don't manage to say no to the outside and a yes to you, then you have a lot of stress and a lot of people cannot deal with that. So how you think in, for example, in this book, if you might not know, then it's actually saying that see stress and, yeah, in positive environment is also responsible for these people who are growing very old in this. For example, in this book was written that Sicily has is one of these blue zones because it has overestimatedly beyond the average. Actually, a lot of people become 110, 120 or something like that. And they have discovered that these blue zones are existing in different kind of the world, Sicily, California. I think there's one in Greece. How do you think Dubai has the potential to be also such a blue zone in terms of longevity and become actually the place to be, especially when it comes to technologies to combine with a place nearby the sea and the weather, the positivity and the drive that people have here is also something positive. Now, I imagine to combine this with your technology, I mean, tell me, is Dubai having actually the potential to be also a blue zone?
Absolutely. Dubai is one of the pioneers in the world. For example, right now, as you know, a lot of country has no this facility like a stem cell and exosome treatment. But we have from some years ago, and most of the biggest conference related to the longevity and regenerative medicine mm-hmm. happening in the UAE also. Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe that this is very good area for the growing in this field, and I think future belong to this technique. I mean, we are not only working on the aesthetic field as a, for example, advanced technique of the hybrid filler, advanced and newest technique of the booster that right now is very trend. And I believe that this is better than the traditional treatment of the aesthetic. We are also working on the core of the body. I mean, for the totally health and longevity and well-being and also quality. Imagine how many people coming after the trauma, after the post-exercise pain or trauma to the tendon, and with treatment of the very simple peptide, completely recover, or after injection of the stem cell, how many people recover, especially that people that has autoimmune disease. Because as you know, the stem cell has a very good and powerful technique for reduction of the inflammation. Also for stress, we have the same technique as a peptide without side effect, without dependency, without the drowsy side effect after the using, and they are neuroprotector, support the brain. I believe that future belong to the UAE, especially right now when we have the multiple different laboratory that is specialized in this technique and high quality to prepare enough material for us, like advanced stem cell, advanced PRP, advanced exosome.
You mentioned that Dubai is a pioneer
place
for also giving the permit to even use stem cells. So we are seeing a lot of medical tourism that people are coming.
We have a lot of patients that from the other country coming here for exactly this treatment.
Yeah, I have to a specific disease, if you allow me to ask.
Absolutely.
Because I suffer myself on lipidemias, and I have researched that a lot of lipidemia cases came since the 50s, 60s, and even more now. In the 1920s, it was just not discovered. Hasn't even existed, or just somebody didn't know about it. But nowadays, every ninth female is actually suffering of lipidemias. Would stem cells, for example, have like that, or with that as well? And how
you
would
mean
you treat
hyperlipidemia?
This? Yes, yeah.
About the hyperlipidemia, we believe that this is some metabolic disorder. At the first, we are not focusing on the only hyperlipidemia. At the first, we must be exclude or rule out of the insulin resistance. Most of the patient that has an insulin resistance, I mean, maybe your blood sugar is normal, even your insulin level is in the normal range, but the balance between to the sugar and insulin is abnormal. This is insulin resistance, and most of the case with treatment of the insulin resistance, also hyperlipidemia will be controlled. I mean, this is the art of the regenerative medicine, that we are not focusing on one disease like a keyhole. We are looking whole body. We are evaluated human as one completely live organ. For example, in this live organ, stress is one important thing. The other one, insulin resistance, that will be leading to the hyperlipidemia. We are not only working on treatment of the atherosclerosis of the heart. We believe that if we can do the treatment of the insulin resistance at the young age, we can protect patient from the long at the old age, the atherosclerosis. And right now we are not waiting only for the number of the sugar. We are working on the treatment of the insulin resistance before the patient receiving to the diabetes type 2.
And that is something that I think it's so good when I'm working with doctors here. I help them to come from the European side to here to enter the market with the licensing. And so in this time, of course, they look for a job. And when they present their cases, when they present their questions for work, they totally have a different portfolio of operations, of treatments that they used to, because of here in Dubai, there's a totally other landscape of diseases or needs to treat things. And a lot of people, which makes this country so good for longevity, out of my point of view, correct me if I'm wrong, but here we not start until, or we don't wait until we are sick. We starting already before. So preventive medicine is something very big and very good established here, mm-hmm. in the society, right?
Right.
And I imagine stem cells could be a big part of the prevention.
One of the most powerful, yeah. One of the most powerful, not only for the longevity and well-being, also we are using the stem cell even for aesthetic purposes. We can use a stem cell as a booster of the skin, mm-hmm. on the face, or for hair growing.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we can use of this type of the treatment for treatment of the damaged knee or after the trauma,
mm-hmm.
or only for the longevity purposes. Mm-hmm. Also for neurodegenerative disease that till now we have no any confirmed treatment or approved treatment, we can use of the stem cell for a slow growing of the disease and reverse some bad effect of the chronic disease.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, our job is prevention. You are completely yep. right. Not only focusing on treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we believe that prevention is much, much better than the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And after the COVID, suddenly working on this type of the biomolecule and stem cell and peptide, suddenly all the world growing a lot,
mm-hmm.
because of the necessary happen, some demand happen after the COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's totally interesting for me also. When somebody hears this from Europe and they are having the motivation to come here, whether as a patient or also as a doctor, because it can be very attractive to be allowed to work something that you're not permitted in different countries, right? So what do you think is the biggest mistake of, for example, a patient can do from, jumping into the plane, coming here? What do they expect basically from you to make a magic in 1 or 2 weeks? How is it going actually?
No, of course, there is no any magic. But always I am waiting for our plan in the Eden is this one. That patient, if want to come into the Dubai for the longevity purposes or using of the stem cell, before anything, we have some consultation online.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see the patient is fit for this treatment, mm-hmm. can take enough benefit. There is no any, for example, any underlying disease that cancel this type of the treatment. All of them evaluated. And also, if need any blood test, we ask to do it in their country. Then, if they are fit, we arrange everything for the patient, mm-hmm. to coming here. Hotel is ready. Mm-hmm. Ticket is ready. And before the coming here, we arrange everything for the treatment. I know some patient coming only for short time.
Mm-hmm.
We arrange all of them in the short time to receive to the maximum effect.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, always we advise to stay more to we can completely our plan. But in some rare case also we can do in even 4 or 5 days the maximum thing that we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
For this reason, always we like to, before patient, make a plan.
Mm-hmm.
We have consultation with them.
Okay, that's very good and that's very effective, I
yes.
must say, yeah. And how many times they have to repeat some kind of, for example, a stem cell procedure?
This is totally dependent to the why we are starting
yeah.
a stem cell. If we are starting a stem cell for only longevity and protection, we can use 1 time per year to 2 times per year.
Uh-huh.
But if the patient has an underlying disease like a poor control diabetes,
mm-hmm.
like, for example, protection or starting the sign and symptom of Alzheimer, Parkinson, mm-hmm. or some neurodegenerative disease, even we can repeat 4 times per year.
Mm-hmm.
In very rare case that this is different story, for example, admitted in the hospital and very critical condition, even we can repeat every week, but mm-hmm. this is very rare.
Mm-hmm.
Routinely, we are using 1 or 2 times per
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds reasonable and also manageable in the terms of
course.
Traveling. Now, if you spoke to a colleague from any other country who wants to jump into this medical landscape here where they can explore to treat patients on that sort of treatment, especially where it's not permitted in other countries, what would your advice be to those colleagues? What could they do wrong and what they must do right?
At the first, we must be categorize the patient, mm-hmm. which type of the disease is better response to the regenerative medicine, that the first category is autoimmune disease and some disease that have a inflammation in mm-hmm. the body. Mm-hmm. The second one, neurodegenerative and the longevity purposes. Mm-hmm. Always I am asking to do the consultation before mm-hmm. transferring the patient to, we can arrange everything mm-hmm. and choose the best patient for this type of the treatment. Mm-hmm. Because this type of the treatment, if doing correctly, has a lot of benefit for mm-hmm. the patient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you were talking about PRP, seamless.
PRP, yes, PRP.
And so what do you think is the most effective treatment that you would say today is basically the most futuristic treatment as well, where you can have the most out of it? The people are asking
stem cell.
Stem cell
future belong to the stem cell, but I am sure that stem cell also going to the another category, different type of the mm-hmm. category, to some of them specialized for some specific treatment. Is a lot of university working in this field, and I think future belong to this type of the treatment. Mm-hmm. And every day you can listening some new medicine in the that has an amazing effect. Mm-hmm. All of them related to the biomolecule or biotechnique.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing effect.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly for your information, Mounjaro
mm-hmm.
or Rotarotide.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody believe that this medicine, simple medicine, how much is the effect. Right now, we can treat the diabetes type 2, 50% cure. Mm-hmm. It means finished completely.
Mm-hmm.
And approximately the surgery for obesity going to the memory,
mm-hmm.
not using
going
at all.
Going to the memory, yeah. I think this is such a big advantage also for humanity, basically, to have Mounjaro. Because, yeah, a lot of diseases, a lot of crises within your body are actually the root cause by being obese, right?
Right. But one thing that I like to mention from this field, using only Mounjaro without support of the expert
mm-hmm.
has a side effect.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people that without indication using the Mounjaro, and also they are going to the muscle loss. This is not good at all. We have some technique. We can add some different type of the peptide. Also, the same one happening for the stem cell mm-hmm. or the exosome. Patient coming and ask, okay, use the stem cell, but need expert evaluated mm-hmm. to see the best technique, which technique is more have a benefit for the patient.
Mm-hmm. So how is the treatment going with stem cells, for example? If somebody never heard about this, they are interested in prevention
mm-hmm.
and what they are doing, is it an infusion? Is it an
injection?
Injection,
exactly. Mm-hmm. All of them is possible, infusion for different treatment, different method. Injection as a local for treatment of the and recovery and healing of the damaged organ, like a tendon, like a joint, and also injection on the skin for protection of the scar or treatment of the scar for the aesthetic purposes also is one of the most powerful techniques
mm-hmm,
right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, that sounds manageable also to integrate it in the daily life, right? That's how
Yes, of course. And this is also from your own body. We mm-hmm. are taking some fat from the patient
mm-hmm.
and then extract the stem cell of the fat mm-hmm. from the patient again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's make a culture for million times. Mm-hmm. And patient has access to this pooling of the stem cell for lifetime, unlimited time, unlimited number for any disease, for any type of the treatment.
Now, I am always the fan of having, you know, something that people can relate to. Tell us about your most remarkable heart-feeling transformation that you have guided and created with the patient of yours.
About aesthetic?
Like kind of a case where was a difficulty, and how did you, what, and the patient, how did it transform their lives? And so we can go a little bit from the away from only the science background towards the, you know, human stories that are behind the cases.
Right, so now I can see in compare of some years ago, I can see a lot of very educated patients because of the have a lot of social media. They are reading a lot, coming specifically and very correctly, asking some technique for the treatment. Right now, trend going to the more natural technique. For example, right now, trend going from the filler to the biofiller. Trend going from the booster of the skin to the biostimulator. That effect is much better and long-lasting. We have a lot of different biostimulator that is more natural and leading to the long-term youthfulness. Also, the same one happening for inside of the body. A lot of patient coming and ask me about peptide. And some of them information and education excellent. I mean, they have all the information related to the all type of the peptide and also for a stem cell. Some patient right now coming and it's amazing for me that they have all the knowledge related to the indication of the stem cell therapy and type of the stem cell. I think trend going to this one, and it's right because at the end, this type of the natural, this is from your body. And for this reason, we are not waiting for any side effect. And it's very powerful.
Okay. Thank you for letting me pick your brain. Dr. Ishan, I wanted to find a little bit of fast round here and find some time for a fast question. Are you ready?
Yes, please.
So longevity or aesthetic, what do you think?
I think both of them together.
Okay.
Because aesthetic is for example face, but the aesthetic is not only for the face, for the body, for the contouring, for the shape of the body is also the same as longevity. If you are doing the exercise, your belly fat reducing, this is aesthetic and longevity together.
Okay. So what is more important for a client, motivation or discipline?
Motivation.
What is actually better, prevention or treatment?
Prevention, of course.
And morning routine or evening routine?
Morning.
Aha. Why is that?
Morning routine.
Okay. AI in healthcare. What do you think about? Where is the future?
One revolution. Very nice revolution. I'm not against of the AI. Yeah. I am using of the AI, and it's helped me a lot for research. Recently, I have, as I told you, one project related to the effects of the peptide and in the autism. Something that maybe before I pay more than 2 months' time, in 3 minutes, maximum 3 minutes, I have all the information, and it's facilitate everything. I think it's very nice tools for the everything, for growing.
Yeah.
If we are using correctly, of course.
One habit everybody should adopt.
Exercise.
Okay, what exercise? More
muscle
power?
Building.
Aha, yeah, I think that is so. Especially
if you want to live more, because right now we are sure that the muscle is not only for the working. Yeah. Muscle is one functional hormone organ.
Yeah.
That it has a longevity effect. If you want to live more, you must have a strong muscle.
What does well living or well being means really to you?
Both of them, I think, the same meaning. But well being, I mean, from different area, means happiness, means healthy body, healthy mind also, and good working and make a benefit for the other people.
Okay. Thank you.
My
so
pleasure.
Thank you for joining us today in Dubai Dog's Diary and
for
the insights that you have given us and let us pick your brain. We're going to put everything in the show notes to find and where to find Dr. Eshan and the Eden Clinic that he has his departments in, and he is working there. So give us a thumb up. Put your comment if you have any questions here in the comment section, and we will forward and connect you with Dr. Eshan.
Yes,
thank you so much.
Thank you.